Oh, poor little lost angel. Have you lost your way up to heaven? You know, most people would think that that's just an incredibly cheesy pickup line, but in this case, it's actually true. Isn't it? Oh, the good old silent treatment. Is that what they're teaching up in angel school these days? Not to talk to big, bad demons? Oh, come on. I'm not that big or bad, am I? I mean, to be fair, you're taller than I am. Ooh, feel those muscles. What kind of workout they got going up there in heaven? Who's your personal trainer? I've been looking into getting into some heavy-duty weight training. You know, I should really get the name and card of whoever's training you because, wow, won't you just look at these washboard abs? Damn. Still not talking, are ya? But I'm getting to you. I can see it. Look at this bead of sweat rolling down your face. Here, let me take care of that for you. Yum. Angel sweat. Sounds like a drug name. Tastes like one, too. Don't look at me like that. It's not an insult. It's not like I'm talking about blow or crack or whatever. I'm just talking about plain old table sugar. I wonder if this will go straight to my hips. See? This is what I mean when I say I need a new personal trainer. You wanna be mine? Damn, I still can't believe it. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. We've got some hot guys down there. You know, where I'm from. They're usually relegated to incubi duty. I mean, can you blame HR? You gotta allocate your resources where they'll do the most work. Right? But is this what all of you guys look like up there? Maybe I should sign up for one of those working holidays heaven is always trying to suggest to dear old Lucy. She's always ripping them up. Thinks it could be a ploy by himself to try to clean the tarnish off our horns and tails and hopefully give us a pair of wings. But he just doesn't get it. We like being down there. We like being evil. Because guess what? Even evil gets to go home on the weekends. Oh, but you know what's even better than going home on the weekends? Corrupting an angel. Seeing that pure, untainted soul succumb to the darkness. Ooh, it's like a drug. And you, my handsome angel, look like a prime candidate for corruption. Don't worry, I'll be gentle. Or not. I promise, you'll enjoy it. I'll show you things you've never even dreamed of. I'll guide you to the dark side. And trust me, the dark side has boobies. Like mine. What do you think? Not bad, huh? They're not that big, yeah, but honestly, I like them. You know, I heard heaven very heavily discourages fraternization amongst its angels, but, you know, like turning the offenders into pillars of salt and all that other bullshit. But we sure as fuck don't have regulations like that down in the under. No. If anything, it's encouraged. Lucy's doing a little experimentation, actually. You know, half demon, half human babies and whatnot. Fascinating stuff if you get into it. Imagine, wouldn't our babies just be the cutest things to walk between realms? Wonder what would happen between a demon and an angel, though. Maybe they'd just be human. Anyway. Looks like things are a bit of a wash, huh? You came all the way down here to Earth to counsel this dude, but oh no, looks like I got here first. But if you go up there, you're going to get reprimanded, aren't you? Yeah, I know how things work. You know what would have happened if it'd been the other way around? If I'd been in your position and found this human incorruptible, you know what Greg would have said? Oh, finally piqued your curiosity, have I? Greg's a level 3 demon. He's my immediate supervisor. I report to him, he reports to Beatrice, Beatrice reports to someone whose name I can't pronounce, and then that demon reports to Belial. And Belial reports to Lucy. Anyway, you know what Greg would have said? Eh, you'll get them next time. That's it? Just a pat on the shoulder. Maybe he'll buy me a drink at the canteen whenever we run into each other, and then it's off to the next poor soul. I've been doing this for at least 300 years, and well, I'm not going to lie. I'm not really the best at this job. I'm not really the pushy type. You know? That's the nicest thing I've heard in a really long time. Okay. Maybe I lied. Turns out, I'm actually really good. Yeah, I can see the wheels spinning in your head, Angel. You want this, don't you? You crave freedom. You want to get away from that up there. I know it. I can see it in your eyes. You know what my secondary mission is? Well, my first mission is always corrupting humans. We need a lot of people down there, if you get my drift. But my secondary mission, and this goes for all those demons out there currently doing their jobs. Yeah. It's to get people like you to turn. Honestly, you're really gonna enjoy it. It's so much fun. So, what do you say, Angel? Are you ready to see the world in a whole new light? To experience pleasure beyond your wildest imaginings? To be my little corrupted pet? Because once you go demon, you'll never go back.